Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it's going to be a really tough 2 weeks. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. jumped more than 1,000 in the last 24 hours to more than 4,000 now, surpassing the number reported in China where the outbreak started.
Health officials say coronavirus could claim 100 to 240,000 lives in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health emphasizing,
it's something we need to anticipate, but I want to do, not I, all of us, want to do much, much better than that.
President Trump called on Americans to continue social distancing.
We really have to do what we all know is right.
Dr. Fauci said the death projections would be higher without mitigation efforts in place.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, Washington, D.C. Stay-at-home orders in effect today. One in Maine goes into effect tomorrow. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake in Idaho has been felt in six other states and Canada. No major damage or injuries are reported. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We are having definite jacket weather this morning. We were down to 45 for the low. We're up to 54 right now. It's going to be a breezy day. Much cooler than it has been. Boy, when you get used to the 80s every day, and today's high is 69, that's a big change. Normal high is 73, by the way. Sunshine today, clear tonight, cold, overnight low 44. By the way, the normal low is 47, so we're not far from normal. Tomorrow, nice afternoon recovery, mid-70s, more sun. Near 80 Friday, so we're going back up. Low 80s Saturday with a sun-cloud mix. And then I think we're in the mid-80s Sunday with maybe an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Better chance of rain Monday. Right now, this morning, that north wind at 10 is adding a little bite to the air. We're making that 54-degree temperature seem just a little cooler now at 5 minutes after 9. So, no top down this morning.
No. I didn't want to risk that.
No, definitely.
I can. I was going to take the president's advice. And it is actually CDC recommendation, you know, the shortage of masks.
To air out what?
No, he was saying is you can wear a scarf.
Oh, a scarf.
Just put a scarf. You know, I have all these scarves, yeah. And now they're going to come in handy if I want to protect myself. I'll just wrap it around my face.
I do have a scarf, but I do not have a mask.
Right, so you can wear a scarf.
And I would look goofy. Well, I look goofy anyway, but I would really look goofy in a mask.
But you would look goofy and say, it's effective. It's not as effective as these fantastic masks that these companies are making. GM's actually getting along now.
So I finished Tiger King.
Yeah.
And now I'm on to, today I start Ozark, the new season.
Ozark is very good. Yeah. What did you think of Tiger King and kind of its conclusion?
Well, you know, I mean, people who have seen the first episode and said, oh my God, it's wild. I'm saying, you're only on the first episode,
right,
and you
right.
think it's wild? You have no idea where
you
it's
think,
going.
You think Carol Baskin said that to her husband?
Oh my gosh, she's a trip. Somebody said, $1,200 check to everyone except Carol Baskin.
That's right.
Well, and I love how people are now analyzing this docuseries, like every little frame. Like one person goes, hey, wait, why is the potential hitman just sitting in his bathtub being interviewed?
Oh, I love that. They're going to do the interview, and he's like, all right. Yeah. He starts drawing a bath.
Yeah.
Like there's so many little things.
And so many little conversations on the cell phones that the tape just happened to be rolling for.
Right.
Yes.
You know? At the right moment?
There's more to this.
Oh, yeah. They're going to release a part two, I'm sure.
The making of Tiger King?
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Rich, there's another one. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Abducted in Plain Sight.
No.
It's almost as strange as Tiger King, and it's almost as dark. And it's really good.
Is that Netflix, too?
Yeah, it's really, really good, but really, really strange.
Well, some disturbing stuff, folks, while we're all in quarantine.
Yeah, it's good. It brings us all together.
It makes you feel good about yourself.
Let me head out to my couch right now.
All right.
I'll see you later.
Just remember, we're all in this together, except for with Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says it's too early to tell when we'll see the peak of coronavirus cases in the state. State health officials are staying in close contact with hospitals across the state about supplies and bed availability. The Alabama legislature has voted to suspend the session until April 28th. In a brief session Tuesday, both the House and Senate quickly voted for the suspension. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says he is confident that budgets will be passed when the legislature returns April 28th. And strong storms made their way across our area Tuesday morning. Possible tornadoes touched down in Pike and Barber counties. 20 homes were damaged in one Eufaula neighborhood. No serious injuries were reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our two-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a two-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. I'm your host, Joey Clark. In studio with me is the one, the only, Eddie Bader.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
He's master of real estate as well as his good taste in documentaries. You got me there. All you cool cats and kittens. 272-9228. Jack Campbell should be calling in here in
about
17, 18 shopping minutes.
Good deal.
We're just kind of cruising into, this is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. I'm really glad that hump day trend
is over.
Yeah. I was getting a little tired. Everybody saying, hey, it's hump day.
Hey, you know what day it is?
Yeah. And the damn camel commercial.
Right.
Just stop it with the camel.
Hey, if it's not too early, Joey, can we put out a public request? I need a haircut, man.
Yeah?
I'm really bringing back Earth, Wind, and Fire with my afro, and it's growing.
Oh, it could grow more.
Right. And Joey, you're covering up with a hat. And
yeah, I am.
Is there a way we can get haircuts? How do we do this?
You could shave it yourself.
I've thought about
that. There are online videos, too, if you don't want to just shave it, that'll give you a tutorial how to do your own hair. Could your lovely wife maybe cut your hair?
Well, I'm scared she'd stab me.
Well, that sounds like you have another problem other than just your afro. I mean, I don't know. I would get in touch maybe with people on the down low, not on the public airwaves.
I'm honestly considering a Flobee. I looked it back up last night. A Flobee. You hook it up to your vacuum cleaner. And it has a built-in razor, and as you buzz your head, you can set the razor to different...
Isn't that the thing Garth came up with in Wayne's World?
Yeah, man, that's a real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Flobee, dude.
All right. Schwing.
That's right. Schwing.
272-9228. Somebody's already called in. Let's see what's going on. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, Red Top. And good morning, Mr. Fellow Redhead.
Hey, how you doing, Red Top?
Yeah, Red Top, whoever decided, you know, haircuts are non-essential?
Somebody that's bald?
Yes, well, you can see how it might pass the virus around really bad. So I bought my own clippers a long time ago because I have curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And as all the, just to be realistic, as all the white barbers died off in Montgomery, there was only black ladies to cut my hair. They did not want to cut some white redheaded boy's hair. I can tell every time I sat down with them, they go, hey, this is the last damn thing I want to be doing.
Especially with your attitude.
Right.
No, I was not curmudgingly to them. I held back the curmudgeon meter, you know. But so I just started cutting my own, and I've gotten better at it. But if you got curly hair, it's pretty damn useless anyway. You get a haircut the next morning, it never looks the same.
Right.
Right.
Here's some interesting facts about viruses. I looked up viruses, the history of viruses. Do you guys know how old viruses are? How long they've been around?
Shortly after the dawn of man, I suppose.
No, I would say before that.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
millions of years, maybe?
Oh. The first viruses now that have been detected, and what made them stand out was when they developed this coating around their cells where they could penetrate other cells. First records of that, 1.5 billion years ago.
Wow.
Billion.
Yep.
Basically one of the earliest forms of life on this planet. Modern humans have only been here 200,000 years. This is like a butterfly trying to fight off a damn Mack truck. Ain't gonna happen.
Now you hold on to the ride.
Yeah, and it is RNA and DNA specific. So there's more than one kind. It affects every single living thing on this planet. Plants, animals, fish, does not matter.
Now, early analysis of this particular virus, they're saying it's not mutating as fast as, say, some others, so that's a good sign for the long run.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's SARS-3. It's just severe acute respiratory syndrome, number 3. So it's not surprising. Viruses are nasty little boogers. They've been around a long time. They're held a lot stronger than we are.
Mm-hmm.
So the forces of nature and the laws of survival are still very present on this planet. And we are just mere surface dwellers of this rock spinning around.
You're right.
And we better, that's the reality of it, guys. So, everybody stay clean and healthy. It sure feels like April, doesn't it? What a beautiful day.
It feels great outside. Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Red Top. And
thank you.
You have luck with your hair.
Take care, Redhead.
I mean, there's nothing you can really do about it. It is what it is. Sometimes I have this tragic view of life.
Yeah?
I think it's better to have a tragic view than a utopian one. Because the utopian one, you either create you try to create heaven and you end up creating a hell on earth, or you're constantly disappointed. If you have a tragic view and you manage your expectations, then you're able to better respond to what you're given in life, including the twists of fate that test you and your resolve and what you're able to do, whether you're talking about a virus, a global pandemic, or you're talking about being born with curly red hair.
Curly red hair, it can be a curse. Now, you're cute when you're young, but I'm telling you, I went through some tough times. I took a lick or two because of my redheadedness.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just because of the hair? Or
well, that was just the starting point.
Because you started drinking early.
No, this was before I started drinking.
Okay. Yeah, it only got worse. Only went downhill from there. 272-9228. Exactly right. We will get into the press conference yesterday by the White House. Was fantastic.
Yeah, you know.
It was really good.
You know they're getting good when more and more Democrats are calling for them to stop.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And I'm seeing clips now, too. Like, there's a clip of the president of all people tweeted it. A video where it's Rachel Maddow saying, the mercy will never be, and the comfort will never be in New York Harbor by next week. Rachel Maddow going into her little bobblehead. That'll never happen. Oh, go listen to some early 90s armpit hair rock.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rachel.
L7.
No, it'll never be in New York Harbor night next week. Like, could somebody stop her head from shaking around? And then there it is. It's in New York Harbor.
Yeah.
These Navy hospital ships are huge. Massive,
are they not?
Too. I mean, I've seen a cruise ship up close. I think these are bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe longer, I think.
They're bigger all the way around. And when we used to live overseas, every once in a while, an American ship would pull up in the bay. And you just do not realize how big they are, just like right. A cruise ship or anything, until you're right up on it. It is a skyscraper laying on its side that's floating. I mean, right. That's how big they are. They're huge. And they really change the landscape when they're parked there, too.
And just seeing the response is what I've been believing for, say, the last week or two, is that we will flex in order to respond to the situation. Resources will be brought to bear. Therapeutic treatments will be brought to bear. We'll develop a vaccine faster than we've ever seen before. We will come up with more personnel, more equipment, and we'll respond to this crisis. Now, you asked me off air, Eddie, about this number now being given by Dr. Fauci, by Dr. Birx, by the task force, of 100 to 240,000 deaths. I still don't buy that.
And explain how you say he's coming up with those numbers.
They're coming up with those numbers. It's based on fairly good modeling. You know, the early models were based on just assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have actual data coming out of, say, New York, then you can take what the real data has been for the last week or two, and then you can project out from what that's been, knowing what you know about viral outbreaks and how they peak and how they then fall. And so they're using the hard numbers, the real data from New York, to extrapolate out and project into the future. If it happens around the country, what's happened in New York, you're going to see 100,000 to 240,000 deaths with mitigation efforts.
Right.
I don't think, and Dr. Birx was giving hope here, I don't think that is going to happen in every metro area in the United States.
And why is that, Joey?
Because I think there's a variety of factors. Number one, just the way, for instance, New York City is built compared to, say, Los Angeles.
Dense population.
And Dr. Birx pointed out that some of the earliest cases we detected were in Seattle and in parts of Los Angeles and parts of California. And what we're seeing now is that Washington State, I think part of their mitigation efforts, I also think how their society's built. It's different than New York City, for instance.
Very much so different.
They're not as packed on top of each other. You're not seeing the spike like they're seeing in New York, say, in Seattle or Los Angeles County. We're seeing a little bit of problem in New Orleans, but that, I think, has more to do with Mardi Gras. And that might actually explain some of the numbers that we wouldn't expect to be so high in Alabama being so high.
I was really surprised. It's Lee County is what surprised me, I think, of the amount of numbers coming out of Lee County.
Well, and that's the thing. You had any international element, so people were traveling anyway. New York City is a great example.
That's a great example, yeah.
I just don't think that you're going to see the spike like you see in New York City, in every city in the nation, let alone other parts of the nation that aren't, you know, urban areas, even small cities like Montgomery. We should take the precautions still.
Right.
And I think also, once we get these trials from, say, hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, as well as others that are out there, we will start to see effective treatment. And the more you can up your capacity with ventilators, with medical personnel, and with these treatments, then the less deaths you will have. And also, if you are using these mitigation efforts to keep the spread from happening so quickly, I think it just works out for the better. I think we're going to be sitting in a better place than we thought based on these projections.
Well, basically, you can't lay New York's numbers, projections, on every state.
Over the whole country.
Right, you're not going to come out the same.
And there are many factors. It has to do with your government efforts, but it also, and people's efforts on a personal basis with the distancing, washing their hands, blah, 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 blah. But I think it also has to do with just how your city is built. Like, think Montgomery compared to New York City. It's just obvious. I don't need to spell it out.
The most dense population we have, anything like that, is like an apartment complex.
Right.
And those are not by the thousands.
And they're contained. You don't have to get in elevators.
That's right. No elevators.
Right. Yeah, so that's a big deal. I think we're going to be all right. I mean, it's still a trial. And I'm very worried about the economic fallout in the long run.
That's starting to worry me a little bit. But something that, you know, a positive thing that will come out of this, because we have such a big pool now of testing people and the drugs that are going to go out, think of all the medical breakthroughs that are going to come through just because of this crisis.
Right.
There's a lot that's going to, I mean, a lot of things have already changed. How quickly they can make ventilators now. I saw in Italy, this guy's got this face mask. It's basically a snorkel system. It's something you use for snorkel diving.
Right, I saw that.
They threw a check valve in there, and bam, we got a ventilator for four people.
Yeah, it's incredible the ingenuity when we respond to these things. And, you know, and I was joking a little earlier about the curly red hair and the tragic view of life. But I'm serious about the tragic view of life. These sorts of things come. Sometimes they're once in a century events, sometimes once in a millennia events, but it does happen. It's
like
part of the
100-year flood.
It's part of the human experience.
Yeah.
Flood stories, plagues, these sort of things happen.
They do happen.
And unfortunately, we're living through one, but thank God we have.
We're living through it, though.
Well, but thank God we have things like Tiger King now.
I bet, man. Don't even get me going,
Joey.
Except
that woman, Carol Baskins.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Morning, cool cats and kittens. This is Donkey Lori.
Hey, Donkey Lori, how you doing?
Now, as an animal person,
I say morning, Tomcat. So I was like, wait a minute, I don't think they would appreciate that. I finished the series last night, and I'm actually, my husband and I moved here from Tampa, Florida, and I had a pet sitting business there for years and years. I was there for 25 years. And I've been to Big Cat Rescue more than several times.
Okay.
I've met Carol Baskin.
Oh, boy.
I actually considered volunteering there, but I'm going to tell you, after watching that series, first of all, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right.
Carol Baskin killed her husband.
It seems clear.
There's a lot more of those characters that are going to be charged and going down. But at the end of it last night, I worked in an animal shelter. I'm a foster mommy. I'm a puppy bottle feeder. I have a baby cow. I have the donkey, the horses. So I'm a big animal lover, and my heart broke for the animals in the end because I thought, you know, even though they were all screaming about their cause and they were doing the right thing by the cats and the other animals, they were not. None of them were. Right. And I think Carol Baskin, and this is my two cents, Carol Baskin married that man for his money. He was dealing in the cubs. And she was bottle feeding them. She was bonding with them. And I think that she wanted the money, the lifestyle, but she didn't want him selling the cubs. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that eventually when they weren't getting along and he was going to divorce her, I think she did put sardine oil all over him and feed him to the cat.
Well, and this never happens in a divorce. People can carry their bitterness with them and project it onto others that remind them of their ex.
Yeah, it just, wow. At the end of it last night, I was just, wow.
I know.
Yeah, it gets dark. It's fascinating. And I'm loving your call because you are such an animal person.
Yeah,
and
what's your take on exotic animal keepers like that?
My take is Joey, I know you don't do the utopia, and I don't either because we live in a real world.
Right.
And I mean, I wish. My heart's desire is that every wild animal could live in their natural habitat. That's the way it was meant to be. My take on it is that anytime you get mankind involved, you screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
Even those that go in with the best intentions in the beginning end up, you know, totally just messing it up. That's not how it was meant to be. I think that as far as with them going extinct and us doing what we can to keep them around, you know, I know there is a reason that we have to have zoos and places and rescues and places like that, but that shouldn't be the only place that they're living and they're thriving, because that's not their natural environment.
Right.
I think we should have left them alone, and it didn't happen. It's not going to happen. You know, I made a joke about it with my husband. I said, you know, it'd be a shame if, you know, down the road, the only place you can see an armadillo is at the dadgum zoo, you know. But I'm Floridian. I'm raised, you know, armadillos everywhere and raccoons everywhere. But when mankind gets involved, greed gets the best of them. And it's just the animals are the ones that suffer. They suffer greatly for it.
Well, I appreciate your 2 cents, Donkey Lori. I got to run.
Hey, y'all have a great one.
Hey, you too. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you. So what, I guess the other 4 callers didn't want to hear that conversation or talk to us about it?
I guess. It kind of hurt my feelings.
All right. Well, 272-9228.
Phone lines are open again.
We'd love to have y'all call in. We'll be talking about the virus here, talking about the response to the virus. Yes, we'll talk about, we'll talk to all you cool cats and kittens out there.
That's
if you
right.
want to talk about that docuseries. It's captured the imagination of the nation. But there's a lot going on, and I also do want to get into this report by Inspector General Horowitz on the abuse, a systematic yes. abuse by the FBI of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court.
Shocker.
Spying on Americans.
Shocker.
And violating their civil liberties. It's something, you know, the libertarian and civil libertarian camps have been saying for years. And
yep.
just looked at like, you don't care about national security. Yeah, we do. We also care about Americans' freedom. So it's good to feel a little vindicated as of yesterday with that report.
We've got to find, though, a better balance of freedoms to security than we got right now.
Yes.
And
I am more on the side of freedom, as you know.
Right. And I'm worried, because of the situation we're in now, people are going to be more apt to give up a few more of their freedoms. But at the same time, with the government and states coming down on curfews and martial law and things, I think it is making your everyday citizen, while they think, okay, this might be a good idea, it's also making them think, hey, man, that sure was easy for them to take away
right.
my rights.
Right. And I hope people are pondering that. Mm-hmm. It might be necessary now, but
make sure
watch
we get
out
them
for
back.
Watch out for the ratchet effect.
Yes.
Certain things that were taken away are never given back.
Yes.
I'm not worried so much at the local level, but you should always be watching
level,
the feds.
Yeah.
Always
Definitely.
Be watching the feds. 272-9228. More news and views when we come back. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing. If you, during this virus outbreak, even now, find yourself with neck pain, mid-back, low-back pain, or any sort of musculoskeletal pain, please go by and see Dr. Tom Pershing, his office in Wetumpka. Number to call is 514-7600, 514-7600. On the first visit, he'll get a little bit of your medical history and maybe your family's medical history, understand what he's dealing with. And he's very good at spotting underlying problems as well as your standard musculoskeletal problems. Has treatments like laser therapy or spinal decompression, things that can fix the problem without having to go anywhere near surgery. And right now, when hospitals are being strained, why not try a chiropractic alternative? Dr. Tom Pershing, thousands of hours, not only practicing chiropractic, but also teaching it. He is fantastic. Again, give him a call and be sure to tell him Joey from the radio sent you. 514-7600 for all your aches and pains. Call Dr. Tom Pershing. Be right back. More news and views after this.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome back. The news and views from 9 till noon. And we have a very special someone on the phone here. Without further ado, the one, the only, the handsome, Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Mr. Campbell?
Doing all right. How are you?
What's going on, Eddie B?
Hanging in here like a hair in a biscuit.
Did you get your bio freeze on you without any trouble?
I did. Why do you want to go tell all my trade secrets, you ass?
Well, because, I mean, I'm impressed that you're working out at home getting those gains.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What kind of gains you getting there, Jack?
Well, I just have these little weights that I try to lift from time to time. And you know, there ain't a whole hell of a lot else to do around here.
Oh, you're right about that. You're right about that.
I've gotten out of the bathroom to give someone else a chance.
Drinking your Ovaltine, keeping strong?
Uh-huh. And what is Madeline McCormick said, I've been washing my poo-poo undies.
What's happening,
guys?
Well, some people want to talk about Tiger King. I think other folks... Did you watch that press conference from the White House yesterday?
I did not.
It was
I told you, I'm trying not to watch the news, but because NPR, when I every now and then turn them on, I'm just amazed at how they treated the president. It's just, it's shameful.
Right.
But I don't, anyway, tell me about the press conference.
Well, they kind of scared the crap out of people initially. They gave these new projections, new modeling. Well, I quibble with it a little bit based on actually what Dr. Birx herself said. Is the new model with everything we're doing shows 100,000 to 240,000 Americans dead?
Okay.
But the caveat to that is this model, they took real data from New York and New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And they extrapolated from that real data into into projections and predictions. And mm-hmm. what Dr. Burke showed is that the spike in New York is not happening in other parts of the country as we're seeing it now. We're not, even in Seattle, where you, in Washington State, where you saw some of the first outbreak, that
yeah,
is,
yeah.
it's not spiking like New York City and New York in general is. Same thing with California, same thing with even places we're a little worried about, like New Orleans. Of course, there's going to be worries about Florida because all the travel there and right. the business they do.
Yeah.
We're not seeing these spikes. Now, it's not to say they're impossible, because the way this virus works is it will percolate under the surface for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But that big headline number of 100,000 to 200,000 dead, that's based on what happened in New York. And I think as we get more data in from around the country, we'll find, just because our societies, our communities are different and structured differently, that we're not going to have as many deaths as they project right now.
Well, you know how the flu is always kind of a, you worry more about it in the winter. You don't think about it in the summer. And mm-hmm. I thought that initially they thought coronavirus, with the climate, you know, in this country getting warmer after March, that it would abate somewhat. Are they backing up from that now?
Well, it's just not proven yet.
Yeah.
But it is showing the places that are kind of closer to the equator, we'll
right.
put it that way, are not seeing as bad of an outbreak. So warmer okay. climate seems to dampen it a bit, but that's not proven. That's just speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you can ride down the road in the daytime, and certainly at night, and it's like a ghost town.
Right? It really is.
Very much so.
People really are staying in. And, you know, I never go anywhere except to a curbside pickup of some kind. And then I immediately wash my hands when I get home.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know. Montgomery Advertiser reported this morning that I think 15 people in Alabama have died.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I just got an update. We'll find the latest numbers here from the Montgomery Advertiser. Here's the headline. From 0 to 1,000, Alabama's coronavirus case count skyrockets in 19 days. Confirmed deaths tick up. Ooh.
Scary headlines.
1,000 confirmed coronavirus cases and 24 reported deaths, though only 17 of those deaths are confirmed by the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Well, I think, you know, and I think maybe what they're saying in older people who die of coronavirus, that it was, quote, pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that's true or not. But.
Well, and that's, I think, I don't think that should be for a media or political playing it up or downplaying it. I think if you are an actual medical professional, it's interesting to look at, was COVID-19 the main cause, or was
right.
it somebody who would have probably already been dead by the end of the year from other things?
Right. And a lot of times you'll do hear that it's a contributing factor.
Right.
You know, they already had health issues. And this,
yeah.
So. Well,
do you think the nation, Jack, is getting kind of a wake up call and almost like a lesson, like a master class in, I don't know how tragic the world could be. That might be a little too over the top, but just facing death, like we start talking about all these death statistics, and I think statistics don't bring it home, because when you think about 300,000 to 600,000 people die of cancer, I see that stat and I go, well, what does that mean to me? Then I think about my mother and I'm like, okay, that means the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe as people, for instance, the president in that press conference yesterday, he didn't give a name. He said, somebody who's healthy, somebody who's, you know, maybe a little heavier than he wanted to be. He was, you know, he was fat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Trump actually saying this. You know, he's perfectly healthy, maybe a little too heavy than he wants to be. But then the next day he's in a coma. A good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is real, folks. This is not like the flu. I think it's that personal effect on people that's making them realize this isn't just like the flu.
Right.
And I've seen testimonies after testimony of people realizing, hey, this, my friend was perfectly healthy and now is on a ventilator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is scary. And you notice people, and I don't know if this is going to continue after the virus goes away or whatever, people do elbow to elbow instead of shaking hands.
Yeah.
You know, it's... A lot of people, it's so weird.
Down here in the South, Jack, you know as anybody, are huggers, and this is killing people not to hug somebody.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. That's true.
Well, and also, I've seen you shake hands. You give so many people the limp fish, it's not fun.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
How about somebody when you're shaking the hand, they don't grab you in the palm, they grab your four fingers.
Right, and they crush them?
Oh, the weirdest, Jack, is somebody shakes your hand and then they do the little tickle.
Finger, yeah.
Well, I'm like, whoa, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
The what?
The tickle. Like the one finger starts scratching. Finger? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that to people all the time and it wigs them out.
I bet it does. You know, it's kind of shocking.
Yeah, so maybe it's that's so funny just done for good. Go ahead.
Every time I see Bill Britt, he and I do that to each other and we both, every time, just crack up laughing.
Yeah, it's going to change things. I think it's going to change not just, you know, personal behaviors. And I think Trump's hoping for it because Trump hates shaking hands, apparently.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I guess I got to do it because I'm running for president.
Germaphobe, man.
I'll shake hands. I'll kiss babies.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it shake babies, kiss hands? I don't know.
Depends on who you are.
But it'll change also government. You know, Dan Moore's brought this to my attention on his show yesterday, saying just how stupid government can be, especially at the state level. You know, KIV, the governor, put forward this health order, you know, all non-essential business, and they gave all those categories, shut it down. So we're obviously going to get a lot of people on unemployment rolls.
Right.
Wanting to take advantage of this new shore-up stimulus bill, the $2 trillion bill, which would supplement what Alabama already gives for unemployment, $600 more a week. A lot of money. So all these folks who have been shut down and put out of work by action of the government, which may very well be necessary, they're now going to the unemployment website because even government people are working remotely and the offices aren't open to the public.
Right.
They're going to the website.
Well, Montgomery County Courthouse is closed until April 30th.
There you go. So with the unemployment office, it's closed to the public, but you can't go online, and people are going online because they're now out of work, hoping to get this new benefit, and the website's crashing.
Duh.
And this is what we're worried about, is that we're trying to move fast, but government is just not prepared at all.
No.
Including the state of Alabama.
Well, you know, I saw a thing the other day where Ivy awarded some more money for high-speed internet for the rurals, and all that is great. But if right here in the capital city, if we can't even conduct business over the internet we already have, maybe hold up giving off some of that money away and let's get our stuff right here in the central hub, and then we can go out. It just seems kind of crazy that they almost are surprised that this many people filed unemployment quickly. Well, that's exactly what they were told to do by the state, by their employers, by everyone. You guys had a week or so to get prepared. What did y'all do?
Well, and Jack, I know you know a lot of folks in state government, and I'm getting to know them, but are you surprised that, say, our technical capacity online is not there?
I'm not surprised about anything in state government.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm really not. I did see where the president pro tem of the Senate, Del Mar, said that we are going to pass a, quote, bare bones budget this year.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, we're in economic uncertainty.
Exactly.
So there'll be no pay raises for anybody in the public sector, which probably ain't a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's
right now.
It's expected
right
now.
That's not a punishment. That's just the reality of the situation.
Right. It's the reality of it, you know. But I did see where Judge Myron Thompson said you can't restrict a woman from getting an abortion even during the coronavirus times. So, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's amazing how we still have to, it's just a lesson. We got to deal with all these other issues while we're dealing with the one thing on the top of our mind, which is this virus and not being able to go anywhere. But at least you're able to get a workout in at home, Jack.
Yeah, I guess, if you want to call that a workout.
Do you do Bulgarian split squats with the one leg?
No, I do not. And but that's a good thought on your part. Maybe I'll consider that.
Afternoon. No, get the core strong and the glute on the one side strong, yeah.
Joey could come over and teach you some hot yoga moves.
No, a young guy, I'm like an angel of death. I could be asymptomatic and not even know it.
All right, well, they got Zoom, just so you know.
Yeah, I could show you some yoga moves over Zoom, Jack.
That's the original show and tell, huh? Well,
well, and I got some tigers for you to play with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get some spandex for Jack for his workout, for his yoga workout. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, so I look like a sumo wrestler? I don't think so.
Here, well, we got to hit a quick break here, Jack, Eddie, and then we'll come back. We got a bunch of calls lining up here. Love to talk to you folks.
Okay.
272-9228. And speaking of businesses being shut down, one of our great sponsors is shut down, Heirloom Jewelers, by governor's order. Yeah. But y'all remember Heirloom Jewelers. We'll see tomorrow after this crisis. And Troop Booth is one of the great local small business owners who's making your ability to find one-of-a-kind antique fine jewelry pieces over at Heirloom Jewelers possible. He can not only provide you and help you buy that great antique jewelry item, because he has this network of hundreds of buyers around the country, as well as being trained at the Gemological Institute of America. You can also sell to him jewelry items that you have laying around the house that you never wear and maybe don't even think about till you heard me talking about it on radio. Call him at 260-0066 to set up that appointment. But because of this crisis, the governor's order has shut him down. But remember Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers on the other side of this. He's a great local small business. They shall not be forgotten. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. More after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows.
Hi, everybody. What a big change. What a nice change. Sunshine, breezy, a lot cooler today. High temperature barely up to about 70. Clear, cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer, mid-70s, more sun. Friday will be near 80. Sun-cloud mix. Look for low 80s Saturday and Sunday. A slight chance of showers by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I know, like, how Jack Campbell, my co-host here,
yeah,
how he likes strings and piano and crap. So here's a little Clair de Lune for you, Jack.
Oh, good for Jack. Maybe it'll relax him.
How melodious.
No, do you remember how Trump used this song when they were at the convention in 2016 as they were, like, reviewing Trump's life? Like, son of Fred Trump. And, like... became a successful real estate developer building skylines in the city of New York. Like, it just was like, this is so...
You can do some voiceover work, man.
Actually, yeah. I thought about it.
Right, we'll talk about that off
in a world divided by politics.
Yeah, he could do that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that'd be great. Now, how did you hit the high note?
The high note?
High note.
Yeah, did you...
He put a squeeze in. A
little falsetto.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He put a squeeze in, Jack.
Yeah. We have a lady on the phone here. Nancy wants to talk about how the virus has affected her family.
Okay, cool.
Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My brother, who's 60 years old, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. Hmm. He had his first chemo treatment a week ago. And he fell in the trailer, so we took him to the ER. And since then, he has gone downhill. The doctor called me this morning and wanted to know if I would put him on do not resuscitate orders because he's dying. Those were his exact words. I cannot see my brother. My family cannot see my brother. Nobody can visit him. He's on a ventilator. He is dying.
Yes, ma'am.
But not being able to see him at this point is killing our family. It's crushing the ones who love him. And I just wanted to call and maybe put a shout out to maybe other people are having the same thing happen to them. And I want to pray that God will bless their families as well as mine through this.
Well, I really feel for you. I know that's horrible.
It is horrible. It's terrible, terrible, terrible.
Well, Nancy,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Certainly, I know our listeners will be praying for your family.
You bet.
Because they always do in times like this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
Nancy. Bye. Yeah, and, you know,
that's tough.
Yeah, we laugh and try to make light of situations, but, I mean, that's as serious as it gets, folks,
heartbreaking
as it gets. Y'all please pray for Nancy and her brother, her whole family. And I hope Nancy's got some photos and memories you can, pray on him and remember him in the good times.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
Whew. It's tough.
Yeah, like I said, I think this is a wake-up call in many ways. Because, it's almost like we're able to take for granted because life can be so easy.
Yeah.
And I know you've, not to be too personal, Jack, but you've had wake-up calls yourself. So it's like, hey, I mean, you do what you can, right?
Yeah. And I was lucky because I was able to have visitors. But, that's when you know somebody's, on the downhill and you can't go be with them, that's. I really feel for that lady.
Yeah, but we're happy to share those stories. I know Nancy isn't alone, unfortunately, in this time. But the fact that she's not alone means we can come together and understand. Know that you're not there, the only one having
to go through something like that. There are so many folks. Maybe just talking about it makes it a little better. So, well, we got to hit our top of the hour break. You know, stay online, Jack. With hope you will.
Yeah. Absolutely.
More news and news when we come back. What?
How you learn?
I'm doing all right. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness.